I was fascinated. Just happened to see this headline. House in limbo until it elects speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's for the U.S. House of Representatives having to elect a new speaker. Republicans have taken control. And there's, you know, McCarthy said, hey, I want it, but it didn't happen. What I didn't realize, though, is it says here that members of the 118th Congress can't be sworn in.
Yep.
The House can't set rules to govern itself. And it can't consider legislation or create committee assignments until there is a speaker sitting.
That's right.
Nothing can happen.
No.
Keep the seat open. I'm sorry. That's all I'm thinking. Wow. Maybe a non-functioning House might be the best thing that we can have right now from our government.
Congressman Kildee would like to have a word with you since he was here yesterday. Not here.
Yeah, he issued a statement.
I'm sure.
We have his statement already issued to his disappointment.
I'm sure there are those that would disagree. Yes.
Probably some that wouldn't mind. They don't get a paycheck unless they are officially congressional members.
And they'd starve to death. poor guys.
It says here the longest that it ever took to seat a speaker was 1856.
Yeah.
It took 2 months and 133 ballots.
Right.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. The last time the House needed more than one ballot to confirm a speaker was 1923.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100 years ago.
100 years. Yeah, this was always a formality.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Not this time, at least.
Not,
and I don't see this group on the Republican side budging at all. I think that they do not want Kevin McCarthy being the Speaker of the House. So.
Well, that's obvious. Three ballots were taken. And
yes.
He missed.
And he, in fact, even lost, continued to lose. I think he lost one vote in one of those. So one of those votes, I think, the third one.
This is
a little history that we are witnessing.
Okay, yeah. And I guess I just missed it.
Yeah.
Although I have said I have been a person who has long stopped paying attention to politics like I used to. But, hey, I'd pay attention to this if nothing were happening. That's me.
Right. I don't know.
We'll see. Well, obviously at some point they're going to have to have a speaker in order for the government to function.
You know, one idea that's being thrown out there is that if nothing happens today, if McCarthy still cannot get the votes, that there could be some kind of coalition forming then maybe by next week, that you might get some Republicans to join on the Democratic side, not to vote for a Democrat to be the Speaker of the House, but to say, we'll give you a little bit, maybe some incentives, and if we can get a more somebody that's more palatable to everybody on the Republican side.
Could this give way to the possibility? Probably not going to happen, but as we've heard, you don't have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House.
Yeah, that's
true.
Could be somebody from outside.
I'd say the chances of that are low.
That would be a bit of history.
But that would be history, yeah. And it's been done before, right? I think it has.
Has it been? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say that.
I'd have to look it up.
To go back and look to see.
It seems like I can't imagine they did anybody outside of their own political body.
Might know.
Somebody knows, let us know. Somebody else needs to do the research for us and let us know.